This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, and together with me, Dashran Johan and Lim Soo Ann. So we have two stories for you today. First up, when was the last time you had a good night's sleep? It's Monday morning, so very apropos for the times. Some experts have warned that more of us could be dealing with coronasomnia, leading to further impacts on our day-to-day life. So we'll be discussing if we are snoozing on an issue that could have serious public health consequences.
And in our second story, a recent Twitter thread asking whether men have female heroes has gone viral, with many men worldwide sharing the women whom they look up to and have inspired them. So the thread has also sparked a conversation about whether men in general are less likely to have female heroes. So we'll be discussing the various facets of men having women heroes.
Yeah, and speaking of Twitter, we do have a poll that you can take. So you can head over to at BFM Radio on Twitter, and we're asking you, do you have female heroes? And we also want to know who they are. So your two options are yes and no. And so you do send us your thoughts. You can tweet us at BFM Radio and also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yes, and we will be revisiting that in the later half of the hour. But first, let's talk about sleep.
Yes, and it seems like the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic is never ending, isn't it? And some of us aren't even able to get a good night's sleep in the past few months. And according to an article in the Washington Post, experts in the United States have raised concerns that coronasomnia could have a significant impact on public health. Now, coronasomnia isn't a new sleep disorder, so there's nothing too much to worry there, but it's simply a combination of the words coronavirus and insomnia to highlight how the pandemic might be causing a spike in the cases of insomnia among people, hence coronasomnia. So insomnia is a common sleep disorder where you have trouble falling asleep and or staying asleep. You know, you can have acute insomnia, which lasts from a night to a few weeks, or chronic insomnia, when you have sleeping issues that happen for at least 3 nights a week for 3 months or longer. And right now, what experts are concerned about with coronasomnia is chronic insomnia, right, as a result of the stresses that have emerged during this pandemic.
Now, as you mentioned, Suan, you know, even before all of this happened, before the pandemic, you know, lack of sleep in the population was already a simmering public health crisis, and it's associated with a whole host of other health issues. So while we often hear about the importance of good diet and regular exercise, what we don't hear as often is the importance of sleep for our overall good health. Younger children need about 9 to 11 hours. Teenagers need about 8 to 10 hours. Adults about 7 to 9 hours. And those above the age of 65 usually need about 6 to 8 hours. And I will bet that most of us don't hit those numbers.
Yeah. And it's estimated that 10 to 15% of people worldwide are suffering from chronic insomnia. So while crises such as natural disasters or terrorist attacks are known to trigger short-term sleeplessness, as we've said countless times, the scale and impact of this pandemic is nothing like what we've seen before. And the protracted nature of the pandemic is threatening to expand the rate of chronic insomnia, which is much harder to treat.
So with acute insomnia, you can usually make changes to your sleeping habits to improve your sleep. So things like making sure you have a routine to go to bed and to wake up, you know, to make sure you have a dark and quiet room, avoiding alcohol or large meals right before you go to sleep, and so on. But if you have chronic insomnia, you might need to see a medical professional for treatment on if you have possible underlying health conditions that's causing it, or even just to see a psychologist or psychiatrist for therapy to improve your sleeping habits.
Yeah, and with coronasomnia, this form of chronic sleeplessness could have further profound public health consequences, from declines in productivity, increased temperament issues, as well as other health problems such as increased risk of hypertension and depression. So if you look at the reality we live in today, it's easy to see why people are struggling to sleep. People are worried about their financial situations. Parents have to deal with their kids being home more. You have fewer social interactions, and the days seem to bleed into one another. So we don't know when the pandemic is ending, and we don't even know when we can begin opening our borders again.
So Charles M. Morin, who is the director of the Sleep Research Centre at the Université Laval in Quebec, Canada, emphasised that, and I'm quoting, "Insomnia is not a benign problem. The impact of insomnia on quality of life is enormous." And he's currently leading a 15-country project to measure the pandemic's impact on sleep. sleep. But other smaller studies are seeing some evidence of deterioration in people's sleep. So for example, web-based studies in France, China and Italy found that about 20% of their respondents had insomnia or poor sleep, especially during the peak of the shutdowns that happened because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And while we do need more robust studies on this, these initial results are signs that we should not be snoozing on a potential sleep epidemic.
And in the Washington Post article that we mentioned earlier, they shared the experiences of a few individuals who simply couldn't sleep. They tried everything from bubble baths, curated playlists for sleep, guided meditation videos, and even virtual therapy. Yet they still find themselves staring at the ceiling every night. Rather than sleeping, they're worrying about all sorts of things, from US's dismal response to the pandemic, financial uncertainties, a lack of health insurance, and even issues in their personal life.
Right now, we are seeing this cocktail of pandemic-related stresses, which are so strong that Abhinav Singh, who's the director of the Indiana Sleep Center, actually came up with the mnemonic Fed Up, F-E-D-U-P, to explain it. So the letters stand for F, financial stress, E, emotional stress, D, distance from others, U, unpredictability, and P, personal and professional concerns.
And I think that really
nicely
wraps
up. And we are fed up.
We are with a lot of things, I think. And so to get another expert's perspective on the matter, we have on the line with us clinical psychologist Yvonne Fu. Thanks for joining us, Yvonne. So perhaps to start with, you know, should we have expected or continue expecting that people are developing serious sleep disorders during this pandemic?
Well, I think even prior to MCO, the lifestyle of kind of a fast-paced life means that a lot of people are actually already having unhealthy kind of sleeping habits, you know, whether or not it's due to stress, unfinished work, or sleep procrastination because we want to watch one more episode of our favorite YouTube videos, you know, or browse on Facebook for a little while more. So I think even prior to this, we are actually having a lot of unhealthy sleeping habits already. But sleeping issues can actually become more serious when we face more stress and anxieties in our daily lives, especially in the face of these uncertainties and anxieties like we do in the midst of this pandemic. So even when we think that we don't have anything specific to worry about, well, sometimes there are things at the back of our mind or in our unconscious that affects our sleep quality. So yeah, I do think that is something foreseeable that people might develop sleeping issues during this time.
You mentioned feelings of stress and anxiety, and we've seen that, you know, a number of times in relation to people's, we've seen that brought up a number of times in relation to people's sleep habits. So could you expand more on how stress and anxiety could affect someone's sleeping patterns?
Well, I know when we sleep, we typically allow ourselves to kind of quiet down and let our mind rest. So for some people, even though they might feel sleepy, they find it difficult to fall asleep because of maybe certain thoughts that keep playing in their mind. Now, especially in these times of pandemic, we might find ourselves thinking and worrying about things like whether we might get infected. You know, some people might just play out their daily routine in their mind to check whether they have touched anything contaminated. Or we might be worried about things like jobs, financials, future, family members. Now, what we're facing here, I think, it's not just a pandemic as something external, but I think what we're facing here is also an existential threat as well. We feel that our lives in general are threatened. We don't feel secure and safe anymore. The life that we used to know or we used to feel a sense of control over now all seems very unpredictable. And plus, there doesn't seem to be a concrete end date to all of this. You know, we might start asking ourselves, like, when will this be over? For how long is this going to last? What happens to all the projects and plans that I have in life? I've heard about major life plans like weddings and all have to be postponed because of this. So all these uncertainties could pose a heightened sense of stress and a sense of dread in us. Now, during the day, we might be able to distract ourselves with our daily activities. But, you know, these voices, this dread, this stress might actually get louder during the night when we quiet down and are left to face our own mind.
So would people who are generally more anxious or have diagnosed anxiety disorders be more prone to sleep disorders?
Well, I think in general, when we are facing these kind of situations in this pandemic, I think some level of anxieties in most of us is actually very common. It's also normal as well to have some level of anxieties. So I think I first want to just kind of normalize it, that if you feel very anxious during this time, sometimes at night or during the days, worry about a lot of things, just know it that given the circumstances, it's also normal to feel this way. But you are right that in a lot of situations, people that have certain anxiety disorders or depression, they might actually be more affected in these times. So whether or not it's, you know, whether or not you already have been diagnosed with anxiety disorders or depression or not, I think if you find that your life has been affected by these situations, pandemic, sleep quality, I think it's also good to just look into it, to talk to someone as well.
Mm. So if someone has been dealing with severe sleep issues or chronic insomnia, how would that affect their quality of life?
Well, a lot. I mean, I think a lot of times we overlook how important sleep it is in our life. People with chronic sleeping issues, during the day, they might actually feel very drowsy, they fall asleep in the day, especially during calm activities, like if they're sitting down listening to lectures or even listening to our podcast right now, they might be dozing off already. They might find that if feel very difficult to focus on a particular job. They might feel groggy when they wake up in the morning. And to a more serious level, they might feel that their mood starts to change as well. They might feel very bad-tempered, easily irritated. They might sometimes feel very depressed as well. Forgetfulness, they might find that they feel very forgetful, forgetting their appointments. And to a more extreme extent, some people might start having some sort of hallucinations as well if they have been sleep deprived for too long. So it is actually a very serious issue to look into if you chronically, you know, get very sleep deprived.
So you've listed quite a wide range of symptoms from, you know, feeling drowsy to the extremes of hallucinations. At what point should someone consider seeking professional help?
Well, I think, first of all, we want to look at sleeping issues. It's not just about, because we talk about insomnia, most of the time, the first thing that comes to our mind is that you can't fall asleep. But actually, this sleeping issues is more than just that. It also is quality of sleep as well. So maybe you sleep like for the number of hours, 7 to 10 hours, but you still feel very tired. You have a lot of nightmares. You wake up a lot of times in the middle of the night, or you wake up in the middle of the night and find yourself very difficult to fall back asleep. So if all these things happen and it affects your daily functioning, like what we say just now, you can't focus on your work, you doze off all the time, especially if you're working on your job involves like managing machinery. So I think that's even more kind of, you know, concerning, or it affects your mood. You feel that you know, your relationship with people are also affected as well because of your mood changes. Well, then I think it's probably a good indication to seek some help. You can talk to a psychiatrist or a psychologist, talk to them and see maybe they can give some indications on where to go to after that.
But on the flip side, Yvonne, the pandemic meant that more of us are working from home and, you know, maybe we're staying at home a lot more than before. Wouldn't that mean that our sleeping patterns would actually improve?
Yeah, right. I mean, we would think so, but I think staying at home sometimes means that we also have less physical activity. So maybe before MCO, we could go out, have a run, or go and meet people, or just the very act of traveling to go to work, that means some level of physical activity. And during MCO, sometimes there's less stimulations as well, because some people who are maybe retired, they are not working at home, they might find that their lives become very mundane and boring. And also sometimes people take naps during the day as well, because I'm at home anyway, so I can take naps anytime during the day. And that also disrupts your sleeping patterns, you know, because it's during the day. So although we might think that we have more flexibility in sleep, but actually the flexibility sometimes means that our sleeping patterns becomes more erratic as well.
I think a lot of us are probably dealing with more erratic sleeping patterns. You know, I know I definitely am. Thanks for speaking to us, Yvonne. That was clinical psychologist Yvonne Fu sharing her insights on how stress, feelings of anxiety, as well as dread can affect our sleep during this pandemic. I mean, I know personally, because we are here at BFM, we are on this work rotation, my sleeping patterns are a bit sort of alternating as well, because I tend to wake up earlier on the weeks that I do have to come into office, but then sleeping in more when I'm not.
I think it's also a sense of, besides the fact that this disruption of pattern, so you can't, every week when you settle into something, the next week you're already back in a different routine. I think in general, just the constant barrage of negative or just generally downer kind of news from around the world makes it for me very difficult to settle down at night.
Yeah, I guess I am. I consider myself lucky in the sense because I rarely ever get insomnia, even during like stressful periods or anything like that. But I think, Suen, you bring up a good point about, you know, how that because of the rotation, because of MCO, there's sort of a different, whereas before this, I have a very strict and, you know, systematic sort of pattern of a very consistent pattern of sleep. Now it's kind of all over the place, depending whether I have to go to the office or not. Yeah.
And just not going out as much. I find myself doing things that I usually wouldn't. Like I'll decide that, you know, at like 11 o'clock at night to start watching a movie. But then that means that the next day I can't wake up in time and do whatever I should have been doing. Right.
Yeah, I think that relates to what Yvonne was saying, right? We're at home more. We tend to do things that we wouldn't normally do. So, you know, if we're not going into the office the next day, it's fine to stay up like two more hours to watch that movie.
Yeah. Well, we speaking of sleep, last week, last Friday, actually, we did have the last of our BFM Health and Living webinars. And that one is called Sleepless Nights from COVID-19. You can check that out on our Facebook page. So the Health and Living webinars have ended, but you can still join the lucky draw this week to win yourself a Fitbit Inspire worth 348 ringgit. There's also a grand prize that's up for grabs, a Fitbit charge for special edition granite worth 838 ringgit. And it's really simple to join. You just need to go to facebook.com/BFM radio and watch the video. That's called Sleepless Nights from COVID-19. Then download the e-sharing kit from the link provided in the comment section and you'll be in the running. The closing date is the 9th of September. And of course, the webinar itself has plenty of insights into sleep issues, all the things that we've been discussing today, how you can manage them as well. So definitely worth checking that out. Lucky draw prizes are courtesy of AIA Vitality, and this series is presented by AIA, enabling healthier, longer, better lives. So that's it on sleep for this segment. Do stay tuned after the break. We'll leave you now with You Don't Sleep at Night by Barbara Lynn, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.